across the city and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
And that was the wonderful Odyssey there with Back to My Roots, one right back from the 70s. So I have got my guest here, Mary. Good afternoon, Mary.
Hi, good afternoon. Lovely to be here.
Come a little bit close to the mic.
Okay,
that's
sorry.
Yeah, no, that's perfect.
Sorry, I'm obviously trying to be relaxed and leaning back too far.
That's fine. So, Mary, you're from Cambridge Past, Present and Future.
Yes, that's right. So we're the charity that looks after a number of green spaces and historic buildings around Cambridge, in and around Cambridge would be a better way to describe
Yes, because I guess, how far do you go out? Quite far.
Well, our furthest property is probably Bourne Windmill near Camborne. Mm-hmm. That's probably at the furthest reaches. But then we also get involved in all sorts of sort of planning development issues. And again, that sort of ring around Cambridge, a similar distance away.
Yeah.
So we do get involved in that side of things, but then we have other properties north, south, east and west.
Brilliant.
In and around.
Yeah, so I initially contacted you because I noticed that the Leper Chapel in Cambridge is opening, and it doesn't open very often, does it? And it's opening this weekend?
It is, yes. Yeah. So the Leper Chapel, which is on Newmarket Road, and it's that little building that is not quite opposite the football ground, but nearly opposite the football ground, that people walk past, drive past, cycle past and think, what's that building? Oh, that looks interesting. It doesn't matter when you are there, any time of the day you happen to be there doing anything. People always stop and ask if they can see inside, or you know, ask a little bit about the history and so on. And we've got a terrific volunteer who's working with two or three other volunteers who's undertaken to open it a couple of Saturdays a month during the summer months.
Oh, so brilliant.
She's there this Saturday and actually on the 1st of June as well. So yeah, really, really exciting to be able to do this year.
And do you know a little bit about the history of the Leper Chapel? How old is it?
The history goes back about 900 years,
wow,
if you can believe it. I mean, it's extraordinary, isn't it? That little building has been there for all of this time, and it's probably one of the oldest complete buildings in Cambridge. You know, it's hard to know exactly, isn't it, which is the oldest,
yeah.
But it's a very old building, and it was a chapel for the leper hospital that was in and around that area back in the 12th century.
Wow. And so it was for the hospital, though, you say?
Yes.
So would it just be people that were ill, or would it be their families? Or
Well, that's a really good question. I mean, primarily it was for people who were lepers in the hospital. But that level of detail, there's somebody who knows, but I'm not sure that I'm the best person on that.
And so is it free to enter?
Or? Yeah, so the chapel will be open this Saturday and next Saturday from 12 till 3. And it's free to go in. It's just turn up and come in and have a look round. There'll be one or two people at least there who can tell you a little bit about the history. There's, you know, some boards and leaflets around. And obviously we're a charity. We look after this fantastic old building as we look after a number of other things. And we are always looking for donations to help.
Right, so... Yeah.
Inevitably.
So, yeah. So, basically, if you'll have a bucket there for people to
put. We will
put,
indeed. Yeah.
And so you don't need to book. You can just turn up?
You can literally just turn up between those times, 12 till 3. And we've had huge interest, actually. We're promoting it mainly through our website and on social media, because the volunteer who's leading on this doesn't necessarily know too far in advance when she can manage to do it.
Right.
So, you know, keep your eye on social media.
And so what is the website?
Our website address is Cambridge PPF, as in the past, present, future, mm-hmm. So ppf.org.
Oh, so it's nice and easy.
It's nice and easy, yeah. It couldn't be easier.
And in fact, you're on Facebook as well, aren't you?
We are, yes. You know, the same handle on Facebook. Yeah. And then also Twitter, we tend to put things on Twitter as well. And we've had huge amount of interest from people.
So is there a limit to how many people can get through, or just basically because of physical size?
It's physical size,
it's quite
actually,
small.
Yes. But people who've never visited, just... you know, passed by. We had one gentleman who's lived in Cambridge for 70 years, came by the other day and said, oh, amazing, this is the first time I've been able to get in. Another visitor was somebody who played the harmonium, which is there 30 years ago, and he came in and said, can I play? And
oh,
so
wow.
Sat down and entertained all the visitors.
Oh, how lovely.
Other people, such as artists, have been in the grounds and been painting and so on. So it's attracted quite a sort of lot of interest from different groupings, actually.
Yes, yeah.
And we couldn't be more pleased to have lots of people around. And in fact, you know, it's volunteer led, and we're always looking for volunteers to help with different projects.
So if someone was interested in getting involved when you're volunteering, it's the same website to get to?
Same website, and go to the volunteering page if they want to know more about the kind of opportunities we have for volunteering. And we love working with volunteers, and they help us up at Wanderbury, which, you know, is our green space just outside the city. We have regular volunteers, and we also have work parties from time to time, for people to come and help us do the work.
So you could volunteer on a kind of one-off, or, you know, not you don't have to give your time regularly.
No, indeed, you can come to one of our one-off events. A lot of our green space volunteering happens more in the winter. We have work parties, and those are more one-off. And then we do have one or two people who come pretty much every week of, you know, once a week, every, you know, week of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, so very good mix.
Yeah, lovely.
One size doesn't fit all. We can do all sorts of different things.
And so you said you've got lots of other things coming up. Can you give us
a few
examples?
And I had to bring my leaflet with me today. So rustle of paper in the background, I'm afraid. But we've got such a lot of things going on over the summer months at different site. So, for example, coming up next week, week after next, so 11th of June, we're talking about, you know, Wanderbury's trees in the summer, which is a nice walk around in the middle of the week. But we've also got other things happening, such as things for children. So starting after end of half term, we've got our Wanderbury Adventures for the sort of 8 to 12 year olds. That's an unaccompanied early evening, really exciting, different things that kids can do. They can come just to one, or they can book the whole series.
And how many is the series?
It's six events. Hang on, I'm just going to turn the page now. And that's from 6 till 8 in the evening. And we're doing that in September as well. But starting on the 3rd of June is the next batch of those.
And again, to get onto the website to book that, I'm guessing.
Yes, or to find out more information.
Yeah.
A new thing that we're doing at Wanderbury this year is we're working with artist Debbie Baxter. She was on Countryfile a couple of months ago talking about how the trees at Wanderbury and other places inspire her work.
Oh, I saw that Countryfile. Yes, very good.
Yeah, it was
beautiful. Yes.
Her work is so gorgeous. Mm-hmm. And she's running various art courses over the course of the summer. I think she's got a little exhibition coming up, and
that's for people who want to come and sort of draw with her, paint with her.
Yeah, exactly. And it's aimed at people of, you know, sort of at all skill levels. So me with my very amateur skills could probably learn loads from her, and then other people might just want to refresh her or learn a bit more about painting in the open air,
or just have a bit of time to
exactly. So she started that this week. And she's doing another one, 5-week class, I think it is, coming up in September time.
Mm-hmm.
So lots and lots. I mean, basically go to our website, onto the events and activities page, and have a look. The mills are open during the summer as well.
Yes, I think the Bourne one was open, was it last week or the weekend before, I think?
Yes, 2 weekends ago.
Yes, yeah.
So the windmill at Bourne or the watermill at Hinkston.
Yes.
You know, there's so many things I could
yeah,
talk
you go, yeah, so it's
about it sort of all afternoon.
Lovely.
And you can play no music.
Oh, that'd be great. But that, I suppose we should. But that's really interesting, Mary. Thank you ever so much. So basically, if anyone wants to go to the Leopold Chapel this weekend, it's going to be busy. So get down there and just enjoy that it's not open very often. So it's a really exciting thing to see right in the centre of our city.
Perfect.
And then obviously the Wanderbury things are all for all different ages, lots of different craft activities.
Yeah, absolutely.
And stuff to get people outside, really.
Exactly. And touch wood, cross fingers, the weather will be nice.
Mm. Yeah. If not, dress appropriately.
Exactly.
As I say, there's no such thing as bad weather, we always used to say.
No, bad clothes, possibly.
Yeah. Thank you ever such, Mary.
That's a pleasure.
I look forward to seeing those. Thank you.